Hey everyone, welcome back for another episode of The Next Stage. On this week's episode, me and Tyler sat down and talked with Dr. Jason Westerland, founder of the Theragun and Therabody. It was incredible to hear the science and the story behind the Theragun to help us recover better and to our absolute fullest. It was incredible to hear his story, how he came from a motorcycle accident to then create the Theragun. We all of a sudden just dived right in because the conversation was so good. So I hope you guys enjoy. I hope you guys are inspired. And definitely you're going to want to take notes. So grab your notebook, grab your pencil, and let's just dive into the conversation. Thanks again.
Yeah, thanks for coming on. Appreciate it.
No, it's my pleasure, dude. It's funny to think about how many years I've known TJ.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what he said. He said he met you like right when you were first like doing the gun.
The G1 was that?
G1. That was my first ever event.
No way.
History. First ever event ever.
Really?
Yeah. I still have photos of that. We put a picture up in our office. Yeah, that was I didn't realize it at the time, but that was a big step for us, for me.
That is incredible. Oh my gosh.
Funny.
Well, yeah, I mean, I figure this, let's just get started. We're already diving into it. And yeah, I love it. So I like to do the introduction later on. And so, that was your first big event, huh?
That was my first ever. I, you know, over the years, as I was building it and using it on clients, I started to see these really cool effects on athletes. And my brother-in-law, Roland, was really involved with that Salt Lake to St. George, Salt to Saint. And he kept talking about it. And I was like, well, geez, you know, why don't I just donate my time and just come up there and, you know, work on some of these guys. And it was honestly, TJ, the first time I didn't know what to say to people. I didn't know how to like have them come over to the table. I was still trying to sort of perfect what I said, you know, like, hey, it's this. And they're like, I don't need a massage. I'm not even done with my ride yet. So it was a really cool learning experience. And my kids at the time, they live in Utah. So my kids at the time, I was in California. And while I was going to school, kind of building Theragun and finishing my degree and stuff, they lived in Utah. So I didn't get to see them a lot. So for them to be able to be with me in the morning and then, you know, jump in the car and drive to St. George and be there at the finish line and watch how I was planning on kind of working on with this Theragun. It was a really cool experience. And my kids and I still look back on that and laugh because I don't know, TJ, if you remember, but it was called Theraguns with a Z at the time.
Yep. Yeah. Well, that's funny because, I mean, I used to do the same thing. I used to always put a lot of Zs at the end of, you know, good vibes or – but yeah, that's what I was going to ask you. Back then, the G1, you started off with it was just the Theragun.
Yeah.
And I mean, nothing. I remember, that's crazy. That was your first event. Cause I remember I was racing for BMC, showed up and you were just giving massages, just like any kind of massage therapist at an event, but you had this drill looking gun.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it was just, I mean, it would just like slap your muscles, like, you know, just punch it basically. And I remember trying it for the first time and just being literally blown away by it. And we maybe did like 15 minutes of it. And I remember asking you just how can I get one? And that was, I remember introducing the Theragun to BMC, to him Cappies. Yeah, and it's funny. Yeah. And that's what I wanted to talk to you about now is the Theragun's everywhere now. It's in every sport. It's in every athlete's hand. It's amazing.
Yeah, it's, you know, I don't think we would be where we are today if it hadn't have gotten into the athlete's hands. Because, you know, it's not sexy to post, you know, an accountant's carpal tunnel from my clinic. You know what I mean? That people aren't going to like that. They're not going to follow that. But, you know, you get a pro athlete using it on the sideline or posting it, you know, talking about his secret weapon. The TJ, you know this, it's so incestuous. You know, you got one guy you raced with when you were 12, and now he's on another team, but you're still good friends with him, and he's in Europe, and it's, you know, it's a real small world. And I didn't realize quite how small it was. You know, I started working with NFL trainers who were in organizations outside of the NFL that were in these world trainer organizations where they had trainers from Red Bull and Man United you know, the Samsung campus from Seoul, Korea. And it just suddenly you realize, you know, if you have a good product, people want to share it with other good people. And I think that's just one of the fortunate things that's happened with Theragun is it was effective from the very beginning. I think people saw my sincere desire to get you better. It wasn't about selling this product, and it worked. And I think those are some like check boxes that make a trainer feel comfortable calling his buddy in Australia or New Zealand that works with the All Blacks and says, you guys have to have this. In 2013, I was working with an Unbreakable Performance, which is a sort of a elite training center in Hollywood. And a lot of celebrities and NFL guys were in there. And there was a particular season that I got really good friends with a guy named James Anderson. And James played for Chicago and Carolina. And then he ended up with the Patriots. And that this year he was going to the Patriots. And he said, dude, you got to get with Joe, the head trainer of the Patriots. So I get on the phone with Joe, and Joe says, hey, I've heard about your product. Bring as many as you can to our first preseason game. So I showed up with 22 Theraguns. That's all I could pack with me. And I sold them in the front lobby of a hotel to pretty much everyone that was on the team at the time, to the kicker. I mean, everyone couldn't wait to get their hands on this. And that experience helped me understand that all these, you know, tough days of banging my head against a wall, trying to convince a physio, you know, who has a clinic in Gardena to buy a Theragun took weeks. You know, he didn't have the money. He didn't have he couldn't understand the concept. He didn't know how it flowed into his practice. He didn't understand the billing codes. It was so complex, but man, I put it in an athlete's hands like you, TJ. It was like, wait, what?
Game changer.
It just was like, bam. And so I thought, well, that's the low hanging fruit. And I work with these people. So that's what I started doing. I mean, I really turned my focus from, you know, 2009, 10, 11, 12 was really physios and PTs. And then I flipped my focus in 2013 and went straight to athletes. And that's when it just started to take off. And, you know, really quickly, just so you guys understand, what really validates this product is our science and our education. And as a chiropractor, I had to have it validated through science to be able to even talk about it with medical practice, because they look at chiros as whack jobs anyway. So I had to come in and validate the product through research and science and protocols. So now with our courses, when we offer this to a trainer in the UK or a trainer in Australia, what's really exciting for them is there's a course. So they can actually take a course. They get continuing education credits. So it's not a waste of time on their hand in their world, but it also gives that it empowers them. And from the very beginning in my clinic, that was really what I was looking for. I mean, TJ, I don't know if you know why I came up with it, but I had an injury, and it was my injury that really stirred this on. I felt
how'd you injure yourself?
I was in a motorcycle accident.
Motocross or road? No,
road. I was flying on the 10 freeway to go to my school to take one of my last physical therapy tests, and a car cut me off, and I slammed into the side of this car going 55 miles an hour on the freeway. And I had a 9mm disc bulge. I split my arm open. I smashed my meniscus up. I'm a strong guy, so I was able to kind of get up. I had a really bad concussion from it, but I thought I was okay. That was on October 17th of 2007. By July of 2008, I had created my own version, used it on myself, and got myself better. And I put it
just because you were in so much pain yourself and you wanted a better answer to it? Or
yeah, that's,
I mean, what was that process? You're laying in bed from this accident. Thinking, you know, I mean, that's what I'm trying to figure out is connect those dots for me.
Yeah, so I have a practice in LA. I was still finishing school, you know, a couple days a week. I had to run to the clinic and do some things, but I was building my practice in LA, getting this motorcycle accident. I suddenly now cannot practice. I couldn't feel my thumb, index finger, and middle finger on my right hand, which was scary. You know, as a chiropractor, our hands are our tools. And suddenly I couldn't feel this, and all the sacrifice and dreams and all these things was really scary. I felt like all the sacrifice I'd made being away from my kids was all for nothing. And so I'm depressed. I'm getting treated by my business partner at the office, just like anybody else, once a day, as often as I could, but he can't treat me 24 hours a day. And I started to understand my frustration was coming from knowing what I needed, but not being able to provide it for myself. And I didn't like that. And I think growing up in Utah and having a farm and being resourceful and working with tools when I was younger, I've never felt limited. You know, like I grew up totally. In Boy Scouts. I was an Eagle Scout. Like you become resourceful. And I'd never been in this position before where I was helpless. And I was like, okay, F this. I don't like this at all. So I'm like, what can I do during the hours that I'm not getting treated to help benefit and progress my pain so that my chiro can work on my injury? And you guys know that's different. You can feel pain all day long, but sometimes it doesn't mean there's an injury. So I was dealing with this concept and working with it. And my brother Kirk, who's a chiropractor in Utah, he'd actually been in a really terrible water skiing accident and did the same thing to his neck about 2 years before my injury. And I remember him using something that vibrated on his armpit and around his neck. And I, when I would fly back and forth to see my kids, I'd see him do this. Well, he got himself better. And now here's my injury. And I called him and I'm like, bro, what was that? He told me what it was. My business partner happened to have one. It didn't work. Meaning when I say it didn't work, it vibrated. And so it wasn't effective. It felt good for a minute, but then it just slowly became less and less therapeutic. And I felt like I was onto something with that, but I kind of, in my mind, I kept thinking I need something to punch my muscle. Like I can feel that that's what it needs. And as a chiropractor, I knew it needed that, but I couldn't provide it for myself. So I was like, shit, what can I do? So, you know, this is like January 2008, February 2008, I'm in my apartment in Los Angeles, depressed, scared, lonely. I didn't even want to talk to my kids. I didn't want to eat. The pain was nonstop. And I thought, if I don't deal with this, I don't know what I'm going to do. So I went to my garage and I grabbed a tool and I brought it in and I'd start using it. I ended up using a foam practice golf ball on the end of it. And I burned through about 50 of those, just poking holes through them, jamming them on my muscle. And I slowly started using this thing on myself and refining it and fixing it and perfecting it. And as I was doing that, through the first 6 months of 2008, I sort of created this concept of what it was doing to me. And it was personal. And I like to tell people that necessity is the mother of invention.
Wow, I love that. Wow, and, say that again. That was awesome. Say that again.
Yeah, necessity is the mother of invention.
Awesome.
And so,
and I,
oh, go ahead.
Yeah, no, go ahead.
I was just going to ask, so like the physiology, like TJ and I are both users of the product, and like what's the physiology behind like the percussion therapy, and like,
how did you
like, from like just being like, oh, this is like helping me recover to from an injury, or how did you like take that to like then taking the science aspect and then being able to create a Theragun?
Yeah, you know what? Not a lot of people catch on to that question. And I really appreciate you asking that, because, Tyler, that's where my war was. That's where my biggest challenges were. I think what's happened in the world right now proves that anyone could make one of these.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's hundreds of them out there.
Right, now. Yeah.
And that wasn't my challenge. What I think was special about what I provided and what makes Theragun different is that between 2008 and 2016, I created this space. And I don't say that to be boastful, guys. If you guys knew the challenges I went through, I mean, TJ, you saw me up there, one man show. Like,
yeah, just a canopy tent, simple massage table. And now I I mean, I go to your Instagram page and Theragun's Instagram page, and it's just blown up. I mean, you're with every athlete, and
I can't, you know, you're not going to use this, TJ, no matter how, no matter how great I am or it is, or how close of friends we are or we are not. It's at some point, if it doesn't work, you're not going to use this. But it's also understanding what's happening. So, Tyler, to answer your question, from 2008 to 2016, I was a walking lab. I just couldn't let it go. There was something about this product. There was something that pushed me. I felt like a conduit, and I had to figure this out. It was like the biggest riddle ever. I get fired up and emotional when I think about it. But I would just use it on people. And what I started to understand using it on myself was the first few seconds of that, and you guys might relate with this, the first few seconds you put it on, it overwhelms your nervous system.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, holy moly, what is that? And that overriding or overwhelming experience is the stimulation getting to your brain. So when you ask Tyler what the physiology is, if you guys are sore, you know, you pulled a hamstring, or you just had a crazy ride and you step off the bike, your body's fatigued, the blood flow isn't getting to the areas fast enough, and you may have a little bit of pain. The pain maybe in your shoes or in your crotch or wherever you're feeling it, that information's traveling to the brain at 55 miles an hour. So they actually can test that speed. Now you take Theragun and you put it on your skin, that information is traveling to the brain at 268 miles an hour.
Whoa.
So now you think about, I've got TJ on a table with a sore hamstring that maybe I can't even touch with my thumb, and I put my Theragun on his opposite leg, and I start stimulating that opposite leg. His brain is paying attention to that stimulus, not the pain stimulus, because the stimulus I'm providing with Theragun is getting there faster. So it's called reciprocal inhibition. It's a scientific fact. You know, I joke a lot of times that understands this concept, growing up in Utah. But you know, if I fell down and skinned my knee and I ran into my mom and I'm like, Mom, I hurt my knee, and she pinches the back of my arm, that stimulus from the back of my arm got to my brain faster than what just happened to my knee, because she's stimulating my skin. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that's awesome.
So that's one of the first things that happens, is it stimulates the nervous system in such a way that's the only thing the nervous system feels for a minute. If you're doing that and you start working that area, the next thing that happens is it starts to relieve tension. And you guys understand, when you have tension in your muscles, it restricts your range of motion. It constricts your blood flow. And so the percussive force of the Theragun and its amplitude, which is different than any other product on the market, it actually activates your Golgi tendon. And the Golgi tendon is what makes your body feel tight. It's not the muscles. Muscles are red. They're always red. Whether you're sleeping or you're walking around, they're red because they're full of blood. So they don't get tight. They may cramp, but they don't get tight. The tightness comes from either end of the muscle where the white tissue is. So the second thing that happens with Theragun is it activates the Golgi tendon, and the Golgi tendon now becomes alive, kind of like a jellyfish in the ocean. It starts moving, and it allows for that larger range of motion on either end of the muscle. And I learned this. I watched this happen over and over again. I mean, I'd get a cyclist at the Ironman, and I'd start working on them, and within 2 or 3 minutes they're up off the table, like, what the hell did you just do to me? I mean, I feel so warm and I'm ready to roll. And then the third thing that happens is increased blood flow. So you have overriding pain, release of tension, increased blood flow. And that science applies to an athlete just like it does to a patient in my clinic. But in my clinic, I'm controlling that. I may want to just override pain for a few seconds and then do some therapy and then override pain for a few seconds and then I get into range of motion, and then I get into blood flow. So it really kind of depends on what your real expected outcome or what your wished outcome would be. So when you guys get on a bike and understanding the protocols that we did with Ben Hoffman 2 or 3 years ago, before you get on a bike, it really validates the fact that you have a larger range of motion. Your knees are warm, your hamstrings are warm, your hip flexors are warm, your calves are warm. And now you can kind of go through this range of motion. But more importantly, especially for a professional athlete, is it stimulates those neural pathways. And that's what you're really trying to ingrain. You know, you think of a golfer who's got to hit 400 balls a day. If I could shorten that by stimulating his proprioception, his ability to know where he is in space, then he doesn't have to smash so many balls. So I watched it happen with Dustin Johnson and Deshaun Watson. And I mean, I could go down the list of people in different sports that have given me the same feedback. So with all that being said, between 2008 and 2016, I was just a walking library. I was gathering all of this information, trying to make sense of it. And then, you know, once we launched our education. We now have Therabody University that has 100, 200, and 300 level courses with physician practitioner courses teaching medical practitioners how to apply this in a hospital setting, in emergency room settings. We're working with an emergency room in Buffalo, New York, and they're actually applying these protocols. Because if you think about it, a lot of people go into emergency rooms with musculoskeletal issues, and they'll give you a medication and they just tell you to go home. Or you've, you know, split your knee open and you got to get, it's a real big contrast. And most people go to these rooms and be upset because they didn't do anything for them. They send them, well, you got to go see your chiro, you got to go see your physio. So it's really cool to see the tentacles of this thing and where it has reached. But the reason it has, I think, goes back to two things. Number one, it works. And number two, we have the science that validates it.
Yeah. I mean, I've started using it, I guess, this year. Like, you know, I was with teammates with TJ for a long time, and now, you know, we're both like here based in America, not really, we're not on teams where we're getting like constant therapy all the time. So we're looking, or at least I was like looking for, you know, ways to replace that, like daily massage or something like that. But what I found with the Theragun is, like you said, like, you could get your 1 hour treatment or 15 minutes of treatment, you know, but with this like device, you can constantly do it if you're in and spend the time like on the pinpoint issues that you're having.
Yeah.
And it's, I mean, it's, and it seems like the, obviously it works because now there's how many imitators?
I mean,
there's so many. What makes the Theragun different? Like you mentioned that your the amplitude, was that what you were saying? Is different.
It's the frequency. So that's a great question. The frequency, which is how many times it touches you in a second. So and then the amplitude, which is the distance it travels, and then the torque or the force in the motor. So let me make sure that makes sense to your listeners. The frequency is. Frequency is how we all function in this world. Everything is on a frequency. The fact that you're listening to my voice, it's creating a certain frequency to your eardrums, and your eardrums are translating that into a currency and a frequency that goes to the brain. Everything we do is a frequency. And our body speaks in frequencies. There's light wave frequencies. Have you guys seen blue, red, infrared, far red, near red? There's all these frequency, light frequencies that speak to different tissues of the body. But what we found is there's a sweet spot of this frequency that actually is stimulating to the nervous system in a good way and also not detrimental to the tissue. And that's around 30 to 40 hertz, or what is 30 or 40 beats per second or pulses per second. Other products on the market have higher frequencies. So the hammer looking ones, there's a couple of the products out there. Their frequencies start at 40 and go up from there. And here's the concept. If I'm touching you 40 times a second but my arm is coming back off your body 6 inches, I have to travel so much further to hit your body 40 times a second than someone that's only coming off your body half an inch or a millimeter. So the frequency combined with the amplitude is what really makes it different.
Okay.
Other products on the market have a frequency of about 50 to 60 hertz and a smaller amplitude. This is what that means. That means that the body cannot perceive that it is coming off the body ever. So it's always on the body. What that's like is putting on a watch band or a wedding band or a necklace or glasses. After a few minutes, your body accommodates to that. What that means is your body gets used to it. And if you think about it, I don't know what you guys are wearing right now, but if I said bracelet, you wouldn't have thought about your bracelet till I said that.
Oh, yeah.
Because your body's put that in its subconscious. So what I learned early on with that vibrational tool that I was using is that my body accommodated to it and it became less therapeutic. It wasn't effective, which drove me to this higher amplitude, lower frequency, because everything on the market was the opposite.
Hmm.
High frequency, low amplitude. So the biggest difference you'll see is that. And a lot of people are you know, jumping on this bandwagon of the sort of tomahawk hammer looking design because they think it's the same thing and it's not. Now, when you get into the torque or the force, and let's say I've got to work on TJ's glutes and his hamstring, I need some pressure. Like I've got to get in there about 30 to 50 pounds of pressure. Well, other products on the market only go up to 25 to 30 pounds before they stall. So we call that the stall force or the torque. And ours goes up to 65 to 80. So now you think I'm working on a big lineman, or I'm even working on an overweight person in my clinic, and I've got to get really in there and work on some tissue. Those other products aren't effective. And now with our Gen 4 product and our Quiet Force technology and our new motor, it actually revs up to meet the pressure. So if I'm digging in a quad, the other products, even ours sometimes, would bog down because of the torque. Our new motor now actually speeds up to meet that torque. So the difference you find is the frequency and amplitude, the torque, and then most importantly, in my opinion, is the balance and the ergonomics. If you're playing tennis, you guys both probably play tennis. Think about where your force and your torque comes from in your tennis racket. It comes from your grip and your wrist. Well, if I'm holding on to something and all my power and torque is coming from my grip and my wrist, I'm going to get tired. That's how the other products are built. But you take ours, it balances on one finger. So I can literally rest it on my leg, balancing it, and I'm not having to work, meaning either I'm not working as a therapist on a patient, or I'm not working on myself. And with our new triangle handle, you can literally get to anywhere on your body with the right force and leverage you need. And with our torque and amplitude, you don't have to push. Mm-hmm. You just get it there and it works.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something I've noticed, actually.
I've been a big, big, big fan of your, and I'd love to hear, you know, talk about your newest products and what you have coming next. But I've been a massive fan of the Mini. I'm holding it. I love it because it's about the same size as my hand. I love, like you talked about, just the feel and the comfort. I mean, you have it. It's easy to control. You don't feel like you're gripping something. And I literally take it everywhere with me. So that way, if I'm driving to do a ride up north, you know, right afterwards, I can, you know, massage out my legs. So my legs aren't stiff from the drive coming home. Or even I love it when I was driving camping, you know, when I went camping the last weekend, everyone was stealing it away from me, you know, after driving on the dirt roads or being out on the razors. And so, yeah, talk to us about what Theragun and Therabody have coming up. What's new?
Well, that just to give sort of the context, Theragun was the product and Theragun was the name of the company. And as we started to grow and I got a chance to travel to different parts of the world and work with different sports different clinics, different patients, I started to understand that what we were providing was more than a Theragun. And so my business partner and I were talking about that, and we knew where we wanted to go as a company. And our goal was really to provide the same thing that you would get if you came to my clinic, which is natural, whole-body wellness solutions that worked and were scientifically validated. So that's what I did. It was like, you're not going to come to my clinic and get some crap, hoax, gimmick crap. And so what we realized, TJ, is that Theragun, the name, didn't accurately represent who we were as a company. So we evolved into this TheraBody.
Love it.
And that TheraBody is really about your body. And when I'm working on you, TJ, or someone else, I'm not just talking about the Theragun. I'm talking about, how did you sleep last night? You know, what's your posture like?
I love it.
Whole body wellness. So with that whole body wellness, we have TheraBody is our the name of the company. We still have our Theragun percussive therapy devices. That's our percussive therapy arm, if you can imagine. And we'll continue to grow that. I'm always working on new attachments and new designs. We'll constantly innovate that space. To be honest with you guys, I don't feel like I'm done yet. I feel like I have a lot more to do. And every year there comes, you know, we're Bluetooth technology now. I would have never thought we'd have Bluetooth technology. With
you have an app devices to connect to your products now.
Yeah. So that's another step. You know, I want to be able to have someone buy our products, take them home, download the app, and really feel like I'm sitting right there with them, that they get all their questions answered, that they feel like this is a personalized device for them. And then from there, TJ and Tyler, a lot of patients, there are things that I use through my clinic and throughout my treatment process. And one of them is topicals. You know, back in the day, it was Biofreeze, and there's been a lot of other products throughout the years, this Blue Emu stuff that people talk about. But what I found is a lot of times there were irritants inside of those chemicals that didn't work well with people. Some people got sick. Some people didn't like the smell. So it was really sort of a kind of a gamble of whether or not it was a valid product. And so I started getting into CBD. I thought, okay, it's a natural solution. You know, it works. It works with the body. But then I started finding I can't trust these products. I didn't know where they were coming from. You know, from bottle to bottle, it was different. You know, I started working on celebrities and different top level athletes, and I realized I can't put this on them if I don't trust what it is. So I started talking to my business partner, and I said, hey, man, I think there's probably some opportunity here, but I don't trust any of these products. I can't white label any of them. So my business partner thinks big, and so we actually acquired some land in Boulder, Colorado, that has been certified, USDA certified organic for the last five years.
Awesome.
And we planted and started harvesting, and now we have a CBD line. And what we're doing with the CBD line, you know, at TheraBody or Theragun, when we launch a product, it can't be Theragun launched another product. It has to be Theragun outdid themselves. They outdid themselves again. And I and my business partner and I, that's just our standard. It has to be badass or we're not doing it. And it has to work. So we now have the only USDA certified topical CBD lotions that are on the market. We have four different testing processes along the way. We have our the quality assurance that we have, and we actually have QR codes on all of our bottles. So if you zap that QR code, it'll take you right to that page on our website that walks you through the testing that happened for that batch.
That's a pretty cool process. That's where you can basically see from growth to product, right? So you can see from that plant that what plant it was, the number of the, like, that's a really, I have a friend out in LA and he owns a dispensary, and he was telling me all about that process. And it's a really cool, that way you can, like you said, quality assurance is absolutely crucial.
Yeah. And we have to raise the standards. You know, there's there's an athlete that I worked with, her name's Devin. She's a half pipe skier, and she was taking CBD before the last Olympics. They tested her and she tested positive for THC. So they go back to the company and they look at the jars, and they ended up testing the jars and found out there's way more THC than what they were saying. They sued the company. they actually went back and got her gold medals back because of that whole thing. Mm. But can you imagine what sort of a mess that got them in?
Oh man.
So you have, we can't afford to have that happen. So we have to test every single thing. So that's a smaller perspective, but TJ, back to your question, we will consistently and constantly come out with whole body wellness solutions that we've scientifically validated and done research on. There's some products I'm working on now that we want to bring to market, but we still have to validate them through research and make sure that they're working. And that when we come out with it, that it has protocols. I'm going to say this, and hopefully your listeners understand this and you guys as well. We are not a product company. We're an ethos. We've created an ecosystem around our products so that this becomes part of your daily routine. Because if we can't change your behavior for the better, why use us?
Right.
I couldn't agree more. I truly believe, and I think, you know, we need to start looking within and healing our bodies and doing more massage and more wellness. It's incredible. I'll use the Theragun. No problem. Body will feel good. You know, yeah, if you do a really crazy hard ride, muscles will be pretty beat up. But if you use it on, say, my dad or my wife, who doesn't use it all the time, you know, which is basically your normal population, just walking around doing daily life, it touches their skin. They're in pain. And it's like, oh, if you were to do this every day, built up your muscles at flushing those toxins out, like you said, circulating that blood system, you know, creating that. I mean, I feel like if you're going to feel your body feels better, you're going to eat better, you're going to make better choices. And like, I love what you said, how it's an ethos of, you know, this wellness community, basically.
Yeah. And I, like, when I'm working on, totally agree with you, TJ, when I'm working on patients, my thing is, if I'm going to see you four times, if you and I can't figure out what's going on, then we're not doing this right. And you need to go somewhere else. I'm not going to take your money. I want to figure out what your habits are. I want to help educate you because I can't be with you 24/7. And I learned that through my own experience. Like, I needed someone with me in my early stages. And I realized I can't have someone with me. It's my responsibility. So what am I going to do about that? So with my clients and patients, it's like, guys, let me share with you what you need to be empower yourself so that you are healthy, whether it's your vitamins or your daily routine or how you take care of your body before you go to sleep. That's your responsibility. And I think sometimes kind of people get frustrated with me when I say that, but like, look, I'll be here as much as you want me to be, but if I don't see you're making progress and you're not taking an interest, why should I? It's your body, not mine.
That's where it has to begin. You have to decide, all right, I'm going to take care of my own body, you know, because it's just like someone going and doing yoga for the first time or doing anything for the first time. It will feel great. They'll be like, oh, this is awesome. But you're not going to be healed from anything off the first time. And I believe that your Therabody products and ethos you've built is for that daily use, just that culture. It's not going to heal you and you're going to be all of a sudden, oh, I never need this again. You should use this daily. Like the mini comes with me everywhere. Always using it.
Have you guys tried the Super Soft?
The Super Soft.
Yeah, we have an attachment.
Oh, yes, I have soft. Actually.
How yeah. awesome is that?
It is. Yeah, it is an incredible workshop. My pregnant wife, who's a nurse, and she's filling every shift at this point. She's not like ultra tolerant of the harder attachments, and I tried that one on her, and it was a game changer.
There's a patient that I was working with in New York that was pregnant, and she actually had a stress fracture in one of her hips from the baby and trying to run and stay active and stuff, and it was so painful. You know, I didn't realize that. So as she was putting on one of the other attachments on that area, she was complaining that it was painful. And I'm like, what? That's so strange. So she jumped to the Super Soft, and it actually was something she could use throughout her pregnancy because they couldn't really, you know, you think about it, carrying a baby around, you have a stress fracture. You you have to get the baby out before you can deal with that. So I actually, funny story, when this concept came up, there was some really good reasons why, you know, working on younger children or like elderly people that don't have a lot of tissue on their body or working on someone, you know, you guys have both fallen, had road rash or a really bad bruise that even hurts to the touch. Well, those are the things that really need that treatment, but it hurts so bad to touch it. You're just like, don't even touch me. But if you could use that super soft around the perimeter of where that bruise is and stimulate the blood flow, the body's going to heal faster. But you can't do that with some of our other attachments. And I realized that. So as we were developing it, that thing took us a year to develop, to try and find the right concept of having it be soft. The first thing was a spring. And then the spring, once the amplitude started to hit, the spring would like rebound on itself. And it was such a mess. But the research we go through to make sure these things work, I don't think people understand. And quite frankly, there's just, so you guys know, there are three other competitors of ours who actually are paying us royalties for stealing our attachment designs. I don't know if that's, if I'm bragging about that or if I'm complaining about that.
That's pretty crazy. Yeah. That's pretty wild. That's awesome. So, well, Jason, it's been an absolute pleasure having you on. Before we go, you've already given out so much advice, I feel like, but is there any kind of final word or final wisdom that you have for our listeners or for anybody out there?
No, I got to say this, TJ, you impressed me when I first met you. You've impressed me with with the kind of person you are. And Tyler, I sorry I haven't met you.
It's all right.
Can't give you these compliments, but anytime your name comes up, Tyler, TJ, and it does, people have nothing but great things to say about you. And I'm super proud to know you. I'm happy with what you're doing. I talk to Hinkapi and I talk to Scott, who is one of the broadcasters your name comes up and I'm super proud of what you've done. So I want to tell your listeners that this isn't, you know, me trying to jump on any sort of bandwagon with you guys. It's just really seriously supporting the kind of people you are and the person you are. And first of all, I got to say that. And then secondly, you know, we can't grow without support like this, without you guys sharing our message. And who we are as a company is different than other companies in this market. We sincerely want people to do their best. You know, to me, I'll finish with this. This isn't so much what the Theragun can do for you as what you can do for others when you are your best.
Yeah, that's awesome. Helping our community. And it has to start off with you first. You have to heal yourself first.
Yes, 100%.
There's a lot. I mean, first off, thank you so much for the love. That was truly kind, all the words. It's awesome to know that that was your first event.
Yeah.
You know, no, that's kind of where it started off. I was really excited to, you know, I got the new products and I messaged you. I was like, hey, I want to hear your story. I want to get you on the podcast. And Tyler, he's a big user with it and we all love it. And you just see it everywhere now, everywhere. You see all the copycats too. And it's incredible. And so, I mean, to see that, to know where you came from and see where you're at, it's a big inspiration for everyone. And that's what this podcast is about. The next stage, we want to, you know, it's not what you're the suffering, the pain that you might be dealing with now, or not happy with this job. It's about focusing on your next stage, focusing on the future, getting that done. And I think you really, really showcase that to perfection. So it's been an awesome time. It's been an awesome conversation. Learned loads, super motivated. So thank you so much, Jason. Yeah. How can we follow you and how can we follow Theragun and Therabody?
Let me just say one more thing, if you don't mind.
Go ahead.
Because you just reminded me of this when you were just saying that.
Totally.
You know, I think people look at my story and they think that they see the, just like they do, you know, other people or movies or successful athletes or whatever, they don't see the challenges that happened over the years between 2008 and 2016. Those 8 years were not fun. And I learned that, to what you were just saying about your podcast, is life is about resistance. And the once you've gone through the resistance, there's a a sort of a slingshot effect, you're challenged and you experience these things that feel almost insurmountable, but we have this human nature and this spirit that gets through it. And then it slingshots you so far, much further ahead. So I think as you're talking, TJ, I just thought about, as humans are, we need resistance. You know, we live in gravity, and that gravity makes us stronger. We lift weights, or we challenge ourselves, and that makes us stronger. So I think the challenges that we have only make us stronger. And that's part of what you see with Theragun and Therabody, is the challenges we've been through has made us stronger, and we grow exponentially every time we go through one of these challenges. And I think that's really a metaphor for my life and a lot of people's life. If you avoid resistance, you will not grow, and you will not have a joyful life or a meaningful life. So I really appreciate you talk about next stage, because everything in my life has always prepared me for the next stage. And I had to mention that. I'm on we have Therabody University, which is our Therabody Instagram channel for our university. We have Therabody, which is just our Instagram handle, our website, therabody.com. We have tons of videos and some really cool things on there. You can reach me at Dr. Jason Wersland on Instagram, or you can email me, and I have an email that I'd give to everyone. It's djw@theragun.com. And I try to get to those on a daily basis to make sure I'm reaching back out to people. So I really appreciate you guys doing this. I mean what I said, that we can't grow and share our message without you guys and platforms like this, where you're reaching out to people that sincerely want to be better. And that's a really cool platform for us. So I really appreciate giving the opportunity.
Yeah. Awesome, Jason.
Well, thank you so much for your time.
You killed it. Thank you so much, Jason. You have a great day. Thanks again.
Thank you. Hey, guys, Tyler, TJ, will you guys send me your address, Tyler's address? I want to make sure. You said your wife does have a Super Soft?
Yes. Yeah. I have the newest model.
So it came good. With it. Yeah. All right, good. Love. I just want to make sure you guys are hooked up.
Yes. Totally. Thank you so much.
Thanks, man. Hey, Jason, you have a good one.
Thanks, guys.
Ciao.
Bye.
See ya.
That was an awesome episode. Thanks everyone for joining us and listening to the episode with me and Tyler. T Will, what were your thoughts, man?
Oh, it was first like really cool to have the founder of a company like Therabody and Theragun on the show. That's like a big step for us, I feel like. And yeah, I mean, we were actually both users of that product and big fans of it. So, I mean, you know, racing with Legion, like we don't have a full-time staff, nor am I getting massage like I used to, like every day. Or I mean, yeah, there was periods in the last few years where it was like every day I was getting massage, so I missed that therapy and you know, those kinds of products. I'm always looking for ways to supplement it, so those kinds of products definitely make a big difference. And it's a bit of an investment for sure, but at the same time, like, if you feel better every day, it's kind of worth your money.
Well, and I mean, a normal massage is going to be like $65-$70 for an hour. And here you have a product, you buy it once and it's constant, you know? And I honestly almost prefer it. Like, just like you, Tyler, I was always getting massages every day, you know, but you're always like also trading off. So you're getting a different massage every day, kind of different places, feeling, you know, different muscles. You might prefer one massage therapist over another, you know, deeper. And so it's just kind of nice to have this tool that can always be consistent and just always on you, you know, and, you know, cause that's, I feel like a really hard part is, you know, just kind of always making sure you're recovering to your fullest. I mean, if you want to train to your fullest, you got to be making sure your body is absolutely recovered. Mm-hmm. So, and I agree. I thought it was such a cool opportunity to have Jason on, who started just from a little canopy tent and is now just this massive company, you know, and has built this amazing culture and atmosphere and ethos. And has just, that's, it really shows that if someone has a dream, a passion, they put the work towards it, you can do it. You can truly do it. And I think that's I think it was really fun having him on this week to, you know, every week we have cyclists on to talk about training or racing, but this was cool to really talk about the recovery and, you know, the people behind the recovery tools.
Yeah. Yeah, no doubt.
Cool. Well, anything new with Legion or yourself?
Nothing new, man. We're just,
it's pretty quiet.
Like I said on the podcast, kind of just counting down the weeks to the baby. That's kind of what I got to look forward to. So it's a big thing to look forward to. It's definitely helping pass the summer when there's not much else going on.
How's training?
You know, but ups and downs. Like, ups and downs. I think, you know, back on the Colin Joyce episode, like, he was pretty raw with it. He's like, well, you know, I'm not, like, having a great time through this period. Colin's, like, a true racer, and he needs those goals. And it's a little different to me, but at the same time, like, once those last races kind of started getting canceled, I had some days where it's just, like, you know, you pity party around a bit. But, no, it's going all right. Still plugging away.
Back on it. Awesome.
You still getting in your Zwift grind?
Yeah, so back when quarantine started, I saw everyone rushing for Zwift, just crushing it. And I was like, man, I'm going to kind of chill right now. Because I was also thinking, I don't know how long this is going to last. And then now it's kind of like, all right, giving it some time. And it's funny. Yeah, everyone's kind of like slowly, you know, dwindled out of it. But I've been really loving it. So if anybody wants to join me for a Zwift ride, I'm going to probably jump on here as well soon. I've been loving doing the races because you're able to just tote. They're so hard, and then they distract, but all of a sudden you're like, oh man, an hour's done or 40 minutes is done. And, I want to do that outside training, you know, by myself, you know, you just kind of get into a comfort zone or whatever. And so I like how it's pushing me again and getting that competition back in me. So I've really enjoyed it, but yeah, just been doing a lot of Zwift, a lot of art. Otherwise, been pretty relaxed. Like you said, it's nothing, not a lot going on. So we appreciate everyone listening to the podcast, and hope everyone has enjoyed the episodes. And go give us a follow. Go give us some good reviews. And we appreciate the love.
Yep. Thank you, guys.
Thanks. Bye.